Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Listen to this for a second, right? Bleeding none to do with Kings of Leon, but there's a story going around that we're going to get digital driving licenses. And I, for one, welcome our digital driving licenses. So, look, the government's been quietly trialling this. Some civil servants apparently have digital driving licenses on their phones.
Cool.
So, driving licenses, if you're old enough like me, you remember, they used to be in a sheave, yeah, a transparent, yeah, little, you know, pocket. And it would fold out into, like, three big pages and it would have all the things you're allowed to drive and not allowed to drive, whatever, and all that stuff. And then they brought out, well, hang on, we've got credit card passports, let's do credit card driver's licenses. Very exciting. Sure, most people have the cards now. But what they're talking about doing, and they trialed it in Sweden, they're doing it in Sweden, is you still end up getting your card license, but a lot of people apparently, I didn't realise this, are worried about losing their license, physically losing it. So they, I don't mean losing it for, like, getting it taken off you by a judge. So they leave it at home, but you're supposed to have it with you when you're driving. So now you could have on your wallet on your phone, where you have your bank card and your gig ticket, whatever. You, yeah, could also have your digital driver's license. So if you're asked for your driver's license, you can produce your phone and say, there it is. And I think this, like, this is, why are we waiting on this? This should be happening now. I just think the wallets in our phones are underused, right? What have you got in there? You've got a bank card, maybe two bank cards. Your Revolut, maybe, if you have that separately. Boarding passes.
Yeah.
For flights.
Gig tickets.
Gig tickets. Football tickets, whatever, match tickets, whatever you're going to.
Loyalty cards.
Loyalty cards.
Not loyalty, oh, yeah,
card
in, yeah,
there. Club, yeah, card, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, club card, Dunn's cards. If you ever get a gift voucher.
So handy, that.
You can put, yes, the gift voucher on.
Yeah.
You're not going to carry around a load of one-for-all gift cards if you can have them on your thing, right?
Yeah.
But I think we should be doing more. I think you should be able to bip everything, right? So, like, you can walk up in a shop and go, yeah, bottle of Coke Zero, bip, fine, right? That's cool. You can go on your, you know, your flight and you can flip your phone over with your QR code and, yeah, bip, and you can go through. Like, I want to bip into work. Why do, like, I have a thing in my wallet, like a physical card that gets me in the door here, and I've one for the car park. Like, why can't I just bip my phone? Like, why can't I walk up to my car and bip into that?
What if someone took your, what if someone took your phone with the cars now?
Yeah.
It's going too far.
That's everything.
I don't live in a what if something bad happened to me world. I live in a everything's going to be fine, but look,
the way the world works is that if that was a possibility and people knew that you can bip into people's cars, then they'd say, right, let's have a look at Dave Moore now and let's see what car he's driving. The next time you come out of work, you'll be mugged or something.
And they'll take your phone and your license and all your cards.
Whatever, well, all that, care. But the car.
People don't care about people like me. I'm just some randomer walking down the street. Everyone, it's like, okay, if you're some super celebrity and people want to break into your car, your house or something, fine. But like, I want to bip into my gaff. I don't walk up and just go bip, and then the door's all open. And then at night, why do they, like, be putting alarms and going and locking individual doors? I want to bip one QR code, all the lights in my house turn off, the alarm goes on, and the doors go clunk, and they all lock. That's what I want.
Yeah, and then there's a fault and something happens in the house and you can't get out because you can't bip back out.
Why are you always what-ifing me?
Because you're going too far.
I did once, however, get locked in my own house, which was quite embarrassing. I missed an entire day of college.
Locked into your own house?
Yeah, someone took my keys and they locked the door and I couldn't get out.
Were you not brave enough to try a window?
No, there's no option of a window.
Oh my God.
Too much of a drop.
Oh, it was actually, it wasn't your house, like?
It wasn't, no, it was my house.
You got a downstairs window?
Yeah, but like, it would have been too much of a drop. And also, I go to college. It was totally, not a big deal.
Too much of a drop. Like, it would literally be waist height.
No, it's higher than waist height, chest height. I'm not very tall, Dave.
Well, Emer must live in some kind of a castle.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's the moat, first of all.
I didn't want to go to college, yeah, okay? But yeah. I got locked into the house, and that's the story I'm sticking to.
What do you think? Do you think you should be able to bip all these things, or do you think, as Cahill and Emer are projecting, that it's...
Okay, I have something for you.
Okay, go on.
So, you are leaving work here, right?
Yeah.
And you realise, as you leave the office, right, so you bipped out of the office, you're, oh my God, I'm on 1%. How am I going to get into my car?
Yes.
Or you're driving home and you're on 1%. I better get home quick. Phone dies. Now you're outside your house. Tracy and all the kids, they're all over in Spain on holidays. You are living in a hotel for a week.
And, right, phone dies and then you're trapped. You can't, and you have to go, and your car dies because you have an electric car. So then your car is dead, your phone's dead, and then you just sit in a service station, but you can't get out of the car to put a thing because, well, if you have the door closed, then you can't open the car.
Now,
how do you guys get up in the morning and function with the amount of worry in your mind? I'd be the opposite. I have a charger in my car. So if for some reason I'm leaving work with 1%, which I wouldn't because there's a charger in front of me, so if my phone was going down, I'd plug it in. Then I'd go into my car and I'd plug my car, put in the wireless charger or whatever, and then I'd have 100% by the time I got home.
You're just too reliant on the technology, though. Mm. I'm a young, cool, hip dude. I'm all for it.
By that expression alone, it would tell me everything I need
to know.
I'm
down with the kids. Yeah. But I just think you're going a bit too far.
I would go so far as I've said this many times on this show, that I want the wallet scenario, I want that in a chip in my wrist.
True, you have, you know.
Then I can't lose my phone. People always go, you lose your wallet, you lose your phone. No, it's literally in me and I just walk up to everything and go, beep. Like, as soon as I do retinal scanning for things, I'm up for it.
You will be first. Really are. I had a really good idea the other day, actually, speaking of things that you could beep. You know the refund machine with the cans?
Yes.
I think you should be able, in theory, and I don't know why we haven't come to this point yet, maybe we will, that instead of getting the little barcode receipt thing, you bip and it either goes onto your your app for your club card or your Dunn's card or your Aldi card or whatever.
Yeah.
Or surely you should be able to go bip and it puts the 15 cent into your Revolut.
That's like a great shit.
I had this idea and I went, this is $1 million. Actually, I'm patenting it now. This is my
idea. That's Eimear's
idea,
guys.
I just need people to help me make it happen.
I made over €8 on the machine yesterday.
He takes all my cans and bottles, this fella. He comes around to my desk and goes, you finished with that? He's like my kids at home. You finished with that, Dad? You finished with that? He stacks them all up on his desk.
You're not going to get rid of them. It's free money.
Yeah, €8 yesterday.
I might have brought it home. I wouldn't brought it.
No, you haven't.
087-4100-102. 087-4100-102. What do you think? Should you be able to bip more things, or are these people right to be worried about them? Let me know. Eimear was suggesting that perhaps in the future we might end up in a situation where the bottle return machines, instead of spitting out receipts, that they would actually just go directly onto what? Your Revolut, your bank card,
well,
possibly your Dunn's
app. My initial idea was that whatever shop you're in, it could go on to. So, like, it would give you the voucher. Like, you know, you get, like, some shops do, like, 5 off 25 or, you know, they send you vouchers that you kind of accumulate vouchers and you can go in and go, I have, like, 10 euro worth of vouchers. But the more I think about it, and this is a developing plan, it's my $1 million idea, and I'll miss you all greatly when I'm a millionaire.
Yeah, she's blue sky in this, guys.
Would be, like, into a Revolut or some sort of thing. Well, maybe you should have the option.
Wow, you've really sold it to me.
This is
incredible.
I literally thought this on Sunday and I've already developed a hugely. I just need the technological way how to do it.
Well, so. Amanda reckons that she's similar to you in your idea.
Eimear, I agree 100% with you. I went for the first time yesterday with a few bottles, two Dunn's to put them in, and yeah, I had to do them individually because the bottles kept flying out at me and I ended up with about 10 individual receipts. So yeah. No, that'd be way easier, like you said, if it went on automatically from your phone onto your Dunn's store club card.
There's an option, but again, Eimear's developing this for Dragon's Den, so she'll pitch it to Gary Neville at some point and we'll find out what's going on. Rebecca was on, though. Rebecca reckons we should go back the opposite way.
Morning, Dave. I think we should be still using a bit of cash and our card and dropping the phone. I was in a shop this morning and their computers were down, so I had to pay by cash, and lucky enough I had cash in my bag. So I would totally be old-fashioned and I'd be like, yeah, give me the cash, give me my card and I'll be gone. It's so nice. But that's me. Maybe it's just me. But no, I don't like anything on my phone. I just use it just for making phone calls, WhatsApps and all that. But I wouldn't be putting the card yolks or anything on my phone. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. But the card yolks are great. I mean, even the skeptics in the room. Eimear and Cathal, look at you particularly, Cathal. Like, you guys all put things on your wallets. Like, your wallets are great.
Rammed.
Your wallet's on your phone.
Yeah, my wallet is rammed. It's all my loyal. Everything. Like, as I've said before, I'm not entirely confident I know the PIN code to any of my cards anymore because I just bip everything all the time. Yeah. Which is dangerous.
Is it, though? You see, like, some people, like, who feel the way Amanda does there, there's actually kind of conspiracy theories going on. No, well, maybe that's unfair to call them that, but, like, the drive for a cashless society puts the control of your money on the banks. Mm. And the government are in with the banks and whatever, and China's doing this, and there's no, you know, it's all linked to your social credit score, and are you allowed to access your money and all that kind of stuff. Like, I get it, but are we really going back to the days where we put money in a mattress? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we've moved on.
I do think my issue is that if I have cash, I don't spend it.
Right.
I will bip away until the cows come home.
Spender.
It's not real money. Whatever. Even put my PIN code in gives me a second to go, oh, hang on, I have first to think of my PIN code. And second, like, is this really what I want to do? But if you gave me cash, like, say, for example, my birthday's coming up next month and I'll probably get cash from my granny or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll just sit. And then what typically happens every couple of months, then I'll do a clear out. I'm like, oh, money. which is nice.
Cancel the gift voucher idea, the digital gift card for Emer. We're going to give her cash instead. Although it would have helped Paul out.
I went on holidays to Italy at Easter. Up to that point, I never had anything on my phone, wallet or anything. So everyone was telling me, oh God, you make life easier. You should put everything on your wallet. So I got a brand new phone. I said, right, this is the time to join the modern tech world. So I put my flights on, tickets. I put my wallet on and everything. My new phone overheated and wouldn't charge. It was dead for 3 days. Now, thank God, I brought my old phone for my kids to play on while we're on the plane and car journeys and so on and so forth. I was able to transfer everything onto the old phone. But if I didn't bring my old phone, we could all be still in Italy at the moment.
No.
Well, we're glad you're safe.
What
home.
A shame.
Yeah, imagine being stuck in lovely sunny Italy. Grony says, wait, what? I did not know you could add all of this to the wallet on your phone. I thought it was just bank cards. And if you remember the COVID passport, yes, Grania, you see.
Still have mine on my phone. Tried to use it to use my club cards the other day. I used my COVID passport, so I couldn't figure out what's
going on. Right. It's so good to get all the differing opinions in on 087-4100-102. Talk this morning that there are digital driving licenses on the way. And I'm welcoming all the digitalization of everything, but not everyone agrees with me. For example, Darren and Mead's got a point.
Cash is king. If you live down the countryside in the rural areas, cash is king. It's in the pub and the shops. You're doing a job for a fella on the farm. Cash is king.
Yeah, there's a fella just texted in there to say that in Thomastown and County Kilkenny, there's a Chinese restaurant that only takes cash. So, yeah, you know, I get it. There are places where that's definitely, you know, a thing, but I'm just all for the digitalization of everything for me. Dunnock has been in touch too. Dunnock went into the supermarket on Saturday. Things weren't going well.
Four self-service tills. One was broken. One was cash. Two were card.
Mm-hmm.
Five people, me included, in the queue, waiting for the cash till to be set free because everybody wanted to pay in cash. Nobody had card.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, I know, but I'm one of the card people. I would have been out of your way. I would have been over on the machine going, this is grand now. I'll bip through that real quick. Paddy agrees with me.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board. Everything should be bipped, including your partner. She gets lost. Should be QR code on her too as well. Returned to this person. Yeah, 100%. I'm on board with you, Dave. Great idea. I back you 110%.
Paddy, why are you losing your partner? She needs a QR code tattooed on her. Oh, there's so many things to unpack there. Although Susie makes a point about having everything digitalised. Sometimes it can work out badly.
See, Dave, you could end up having the problem like I had. I have electric gates into my house and I arrived home last week. No power in the house. Oh. I had the 7-year-old in the car. I had a car full of shopping. And what do you do? Over the fence we went. Me, the son, the shopping, blah, 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 blah. Up to the door, open the door. The minute we got the key in the door and opened up everything, beeped back to life.
There's a bit of poetic justice there, all right. Joe was on as well.
How are you, Dad? I struggle big time with the digital world. Even Revolut, I bleed and hide. But I have a shop, and one day in particular, the machine was down, and every single person came in with paying by the watch, paying by phone, paying with card.
Yeah.
I couldn't take any payments, but I'm lucky that they were all regulars. They took their stuff away, they went, and they came back the next day and paid, or went down and got cash, came in and paid.
Sound.
Other than that, I was getting no payments for the day. Because of the digital world, I hate it.
Okay, I hear you, Joe. It's definitely a different opinion, all right. Now, Amanda's been on to tell me about something.
Dave, you know, I'm all for, you know, technology and everything being on phones and all that. You know, I love it all. However, I went on holidays a couple of years ago, phone in back pocket. It fell down the toilet. I had, oh my God, the hassle in trying to contact my sister, try to get her to get my spare key in my mother's house, to go to my house, to log into my laptop, to try and get this two-factor authentication thing sorted. Oh Lord Jesus, it was absolutely a nightmare. So I am the old-fashioned person now. I have the app on my phone with my boarding pass, and then I actually print it out and put it into one of those lovely plastic sleeves as well, just in case.
Whatever it takes, Amanda, whatever it takes. And Ali's telling me about somebody I should follow on Instagram.
Dave, you need to follow a girl on Instagram called The Chip Girl. She has a chip in her wrist and it opens all the doors, the windows, the presses in her house, everything. Her husband is a big high-tech guy. It's crazy the chip she has, what it opens and what it does.
Yes, actually, I do follow her. And in fact, we spoke to her on this show a good few years back when she was only starting off getting the chip in. I think that it was opening maybe the front door to the house and a few little bits in the gaff, whatever. But yeah, I've seen her now. It's like there's so many things that it can do now, just a little RFID chip in her wrist. But I'm up for that. I'm definitely up for that.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.